Obadiah, verse 17. But on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The book of Obadiah has revealed how the Edomites, in defiance of God, sat up in their rock fortress and said, "Who will bring us down?" And the Lord turned their allies against them, turned their wisdom to foolishness, their courage to cowardice, and brought them down. And so it calls every one of us to recognize how we may be foolishly building on the rocks of this world, turning from God to rely on our own sinful pleasures, building on the rocks of this world and relying on our own powers or possessions. Because unfortunately, man in general has not learned from what happened with the Edomites. Again and again, man has boasted in the rocks of his prideful security. The French, with their Maginot Line, World War II, boasted, "The Germans will never cross our line." And the Germans just went around that line. And it fell without hardly a fight. The Germans boasted in their fortifications at Monte Cassino, "No one will drive us out." But they were ousted. The communists sat behind their iron wall and took pride in their security, and yet they fell. And so the history books often raise the question, why is it that the powerful, the secure nation falls to a comparatively insignificant foe? Well, the book of Edom, the Lord shows us one of the reasons that sage men give disastrous advice, that allies turn against the others, and war heroes run. When the Lord has determined His day of judgment, though they exalt themselves like an eagle, they will be brought down. So building on our rocks, we will not stand. So it was that the Persian hordes were decimated by a handful of Athenians, the Battle of Marathon. Because the Lord would use the Greek Empire to prepare a way for His gospel to go into all parts of the world. And so it was that Charles Martel stopped the unstoppable Muslim armies, because God was providing an opportunity for His people to turn back to Him in repentance. And so it was that the invincible Spanish Armada was blown out of the sea, because God was preparing a way for His gospel to come into the new world. And so let us recognize in what ways we may be forsaking our true allies, perverting our wisdom and courage when we turn away from the Lord for the pleasures of this world. Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God. And flee then to Mount Zion." Mount Zion is not simply the physical location on which the Old Testament temple was built. It's also Jesus and His church. Hebrews 12, You have come to Mount Zion, to the church of the firstborn, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. This is the rock that cannot be brought down. Many have tried. Many have stormed that rock of Christ, trying to destroy it. One of the most massive, well-organized attacks on that rock by man was that of communist atheism in the Soviet Union. They boasted Christ will soon be relegated to mythology. They destroyed 50,000 churches, provided 300,000 lectures against Christ each year while they existed. And yet it was not Christ and His church that were relegated to mythology. It was the Soviet Union that imploded. Christ is the rock that alone provides security. And notice the three promises of our text bear that out. The first, on Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Yes, Jesus is the only deliverance in the day of judgment. For He took the guilt of all your sins. He took the bondage of death that we deserved. And He died our death for us. Secondly, on Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. For Jesus has Himself perfectly obeyed the will of His Father in your place and mine, so that we are counted as the holy children of God. And thirdly, on Mount Zion, the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. That does not mean that God wants us to walk away this morning in the carnal security that thinks my goods, my games, my gadgets are all secure. What are the possessions of God's people that are secure? Ephesians 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And notice how it goes on. In Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of your sins through His blood, by the riches of His grace. And again, in Him we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, the guarantee of our inheritance, which is then called our purchased possession. So the riches of His grace have bought for us these possessions: redemption, the Spirit, and that eternal inheritance in the heavenly places in Christ. And they are secure, for the kingdom is God's. So flee to Mount Zion. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 473, stanzas 1 and 2.